Well, today the Lord sends out the 12 apostles, and this is from St. Luke chapter 9, the first six verses. This is the advice that he gave the apostles before he sent them out. We also have this recorded in St. Matthew and St. Mark. Each of them give slightly different details. For example, St. Mark tells us that they anointed the sick with oil, which could be the foreshadowing of our sacrament of the anointing that the Lord would later give the church. But in today's gospel, we have just a few verses, a few sentences from St. Luke. It says he commissioned and summoned the 12. As you know, he had hundreds of disciples. The word disciple means a student, a follower, someone who learns and sits at the feet of the master. But now he turns those disciples, the students, into apostles. The word apostle comes from the word being sent. So now the apostles are being sent out. And he chose the 12 to reflect the 12 tribes of Israel, because the Lord was establishing his church upon the pillar of these apostles. It says he sent them out with two things, power and authority. Power and authority. And the Lord himself had power. He had power over unclean spirits. He had power to heal, to work miracles, the power to preach. And he also had the authority to teach. And he had authority over, it says, all demons and to cure diseases. And this is the authority that the Lord gave the apostles and also the church. That's why the church continues to do exorcisms even today. It's still very rampant and very common throughout the world when you see the church continuing to show its authority that Christ gave it over demons, over the evil one, and the power to drive out evil spirits and doing exorcisms and deliverances, and also to cure diseases. And we see that the church is the mystical body of Christ. It continues to be an instrument of healing as well. Think of people, sometimes when you anoint someone with the anointing of the sick, sometimes they have a miraculous physical healing. Now, they always receive the spiritual and emotional healing. The Lord gives them strength to carry their cross when they're anointed. And the Lord gives them, you know, when they go to confession, receive anointing, the forgiveness of their sins. So they receive emotional and spiritual healing, certainly. But even sometimes, if the Lord wishes, he can give a physical healing with the anointing of the sick. So the Lord gave power to the apostles and to the church to drive out demons and to cure diseases. Even today, at places like Lourdes and Fatima and Marian shrines, people are cured and healed. Go to St. Anne de Beaupré up in Canada, and you'll see hundreds of crutches left by those who were cured at the shrine of St. Anne de Beaupré in Quebec, or St. Joseph's of Montreal. Walk into that church and you'll see again hundreds of crutches of those left that were healed. So places like these Marian shrines and these holy places have been sources and places of healing where diseases have been cured by the Lord through the instrument of the church. It says the Lord sent these apostles out with authority, with power, over the evil spirits, so they had spiritual power, and then to cure diseases, so they had power over the physical ailments of people. He sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So the healing of the sick was a very important ministry in the early church, as it is today. Every month there's a healing mass in our diocese. You can go and you can be prayed over for healing. Sometimes the Lord does grant physical healing, if it's to the person's spiritual benefit, or if it's more beneficial for them spiritually to continue to carry the cross, then they continue to not have the physical healing, but maybe they have the emotional and spiritual strength that they get to carry the cross. The Lord knows what's best for us. As the old TV show said, Father knows best, right? So our Heavenly Father knows best. If he knows that the person would grow in holiness through carrying their cross and the physical sufferings, then the Lord will not necessarily heal them physically, but he will help them emotionally. And we know that what the apostles were being sent to do was what's called the ministry of the word, preaching the gospel and preaching the kingdom of God. And notice that the church has continued to do these things through the sacraments. Then when we look at the sacraments, we see these are all really healing sacraments. The sacrament of baptism washes away original sin. Or if as an adult, it washes away all sin. So it heals the soul of sin. Confession removes sins as well. So again, it heals the soul from the worst tragedy is not illness, it is mortal sin. Then we have the Eucharist, which is the food for the journey that strengthens us. If Jesus gives us himself in the Eucharist, then confirmation strengthens our faith and makes us more filled with the Holy Spirit. Holy orders gives us the priest that will hear our confessions and will anoint the sick and give us the Holy Eucharist. And then, of course, the sacrament of matrimony strengthens couples in the sanctity of their relationship, gives them the grace to be faithful and loving towards each other. And then, of course, the anointing of the sick itself, which is one of the greatest sacraments, to be anointed, again, for physical healing and certainly for spiritual and emotional healing. And then the last thing the Lord mentions to the apostles, besides sending them out with authority over evil spirits and to cure diseases, is that he tells them not to be attached to material things. Take nothing for the journey. Don't take a walking stick or a sack or food or money. Don't take a second tunic. See, he wants his apostles to trust in divine providence, to trust in the Lord, and to be sent out not to be burdened by so many material things. He says, preach the good news, cure diseases, and if a town doesn't welcome you, well, that's not your responsibility. Just shake the dust off your feet and go to the next town. You gave them the opportunity for salvation. It won't be on you, it'll be on them. And so continue to preach the good news. So what's so beautiful about this particular passage is that the church today continues to do all those things. The bishops, the priests are the modern day apostles and evangelists, and we continue through the sacraments to preach the word of God, to have power over unclean spirits, and even in special cases, to be able to cure the sick.